Read in the book of Luke today, if you want to look there with me, the Gospel of Luke chapter 22. Of course, this is the account of the Last Supper, and we're going to look at just one little section of this from Luke 22 and verse 28. Ye are they which have continued with me in my temptations. And I appoint unto you a kingdom, as my Father hath appointed unto me, that you may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom, and sit on the thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. And he said unto him, Lord, I am ready to go with thee, both into prison and to death. And he said, I tell thee, Peter, the cock shall not crow this day before thou shalt thrice deny that thou knowest me. Now, this is an experience that Peter, along with the other disciples, had with the Lord, this very close personal time with Jesus. You know, any time that there is an effort put forth by anyone, you, me, any of us, if you put an effort forth to make a renewed dedication to God and to the things of the Lord, you set yourself up for an attack of the enemy. I think some folks are surprised as Christians when they think, well, I'm gonna get closer to God. I'm gonna spend more time in the Word of God and prayer, and I'm gonna get closer to God and learn more about the things of the Lord, thinking things in life might get a little bit easier. Not so. Not so at all. I think it's very clear from the Scripture that when you begin to really pursue the things of God, you become a target of the enemy. Satan decides he wants to attack your efforts. He wants to stop you from making any spiritual progress. And when he understands that you are a threat to his kingdom, I'm talking about the kingdom of darkness, when he sees that you might be a threat to his kingdom of darkness, then he is going to attack you in a lot of different ways. And just when you step out wholeheartedly to serve God with your whole heart, you will face the harassment of the enemy of your soul. Isaiah 59 and 15, it says, he that departeth from evil maketh himself a prey. The person that attempts to leave his old life and follow after Jesus wholeheartedly finds himself targeted by the enemy of your soul. Amen. 1 Peter 4 and 12, it says, Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. Don't be surprised by it. When you are attempting to serve God and really step up your commitment to the Lord Jesus Christ, don't be surprised when you find yourself under the attack of the enemy. And that's really what is happening here in this this text here from Luke chapter 22. The Lord Jesus himself is drawing them to him and calling them, actually giving them promises related to their future, telling them that I'm going to appoint unto you a kingdom as my Father has appointed unto you. He was telling them, this is what you are going to become. These are the great things that I'm going to do for you now and in the future. Wonderful things that are going to happen for you if you'll just put your trust in the Lord. Now, I think we all know that Peter was no spiritual giant. He had his failures. He had his mistakes, certainly, along the way. And he's getting ready to make a huge mistake, even in denying the Lord. When you read on in this text here, he's going to deny the Lord. And so he's certainly far from perfect in his life. But God sees the potential of this man, Peter. He sees he sees what he could be. And you may be thinking, I don't understand why I'm facing this trying situation in my life. And well, you may not feel like that you're making all that much progress, but I want you to know that the Lord has a plan for you. He has a purpose for your life. And the enemy knows that, he sees that, and he will set up an attack against your life in a lot of different ways. He'll try to attack your life. So Peter was about ready to make a really big failure in his life, but yet the Lord knew that he was going to face this trying time, and he was preparing him for that. Praise God. So he said, Peter, Satan, he desires you. He wants you. He wants to sift you as wheat. He wants to sift you as wheat. That's what we want to talk about here this morning, is when the sifting time comes. When you find yourself being sifted in an attack of the enemy. You can kind of see in the picture there that the farmer would place his grain in that sift, and then he would shake it. He would shake it to remove all the debris, everything unnecessary, so that the only thing that would be left would be the grain. The good is all that would be left. And so the farmer would sift it, and it really would be like a shaking experience. The shaking of the grain to remove all the chaff and all everything unnecessary, so only the grain would be left. And so that sieve is really an illustration to us of what happens to us when we find ourselves under pressure in a trial. You ever felt like, man, I'm under fire right now. I'm being shaken by circumstances in my life. I'm really going through a trying and a difficult time. And if you've ever felt it, if you've served the Lord for any length of time, you have gone through trying experiences. You have been shaken. You have been in that sifting process where the enemy is wanting to try to destroy you, but God uses even the worst of circumstances to purify us, to perfect us, and to work in our lives. So Peter, Satan thinks you're nothing. He thinks you're just dirt. He just thinks you're just of no good and no value at all. But when you're shaken, you're going to come out of this experience and you're going to be purified. Really, the sifting process was like an agitation. It was like, you know, a shaking, an agitation in your life. We all go through it. We all have things that we wish we could avoid, these kind of circumstances in our life. But God is able to use even the attacks of the enemy. Satan wants you. He wants to destroy you. He wants to take your life and the potential of your life. But I want you to be reminded here this morning that God is faithful. Even in the sifting times, even in the struggles that you may be going through today, God is faithful to help you through it all. Praise the Lord. You see, the disciples, they just have received an amazing promise from the Lord. I appoint unto you a kingdom as my Father hath appointed unto me. The word there, appoint, comes from a word that means challenge. Or not challenge, but channel rather. I'm going to channel the work of the kingdom of God through you. I'm going to appoint the work of the kingdom of God through you. Praise God. The wonderful thing is that God knows your potential even before it's ever realized. Even if you don't see that you have the potential, God knows your life, and He knows the potential of your life and what you could be and what you can be once you are placed into the hands of the Lord. Once you have given yourself completely to the Lord, God is able to use your life in ways that you could never, ever imagine. Praise God. And so Peter, who was presumptuous and made blunders and big mistakes, but somehow God saw in Peter the great potential of his life, just like He sees the potential of your life. That's very well the reason why that you're in the sifting experience right now. That's why you're being shaken by trouble or sickness or maybe family problems or financial problems or whatever it is that you're going through right now. That sifting process whereby God is perfecting and cleansing you and preparing you for what He wants to do through your life. Praise God. No doubt Peter would have never imagined that he was going to be the one that was going to stand up on the day of Pentecost and boldly preach the gospel to that Jewish crowd there in Jerusalem, but yet he was the one that God was purposely planning to use him. Peter was going to be the one that was going to be called the rock. Upon this rock, upon your testimony, Peter, I'm going to build my church on your confidence, on your profession of faith. I'm going to build the church. It was Peter who first declared that Jesus was the Messiah. It was Peter that opened up the gospel to the Gentiles there in Acts chapter 10 and 11 as the gospel was opened up to everyone, to the Gentile nations. It was Peter that God was going to use in such an amazing way. Acts chapter 5 and verse 15, it says, insomuch that they brought forth the sick into the streets, laid them on beds and couches, that at least the shadow of Peter passing by might overshadow them and they be healed. Praise God. Peter could have never imagined all the amazing ways that God was going to use him, but he had to first of all go through the sifting process. He had to go through the shaking, and God was preparing him. So those of you today that you find yourself in some trying situation that you do not understand, you're a child of God, you're a channel that God is going to use, and God will prepare you and you'll see His purpose accomplished in your life whenever you commit yourself to the Lord with your whole heart and you hold on to the Lord, even in the sifting times. Amen. Even in the struggles that you may go through. Amen. Let me just remind you that if you're going through the sifting, you're not going through it on your own. Jesus said to Peter, but I have prayed for you. Praise God. Amen. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for you and me. You're not going through it on your own. Hebrews 7 and 25, wherefore He is able to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by Him, seeing He ever liveth to make intercession for them. And I'm grateful for people that pray for us in our times of trials and the church that supports us when we're going through struggles in our life. But be reminded that the greatest support you have is Christ Jesus, the Son of God, who is at the right hand of the Father, and He ever liveth to make intercession for you. Amen. In the sifting process. Amen. In the shaking, in the stirring that you find yourself going through. Praise God. The most wonderful thing about this story is that even before you were tested, even before Peter failed, Jesus was already praying for his recovery. Praise God. Even before he went through it, even before he struggled and failed and even denied the Lord, he was praying for him that he would be restored, that he would be recovered. Just please understand that your failure doesn't have to be the end of it all. It doesn't have to mean it's over. We all fail. We all make mistakes. And even in our failures, God can turn that thing around and work mightily in your behalf if you'll put your trust in the Lord. Praise God. So even before he was tested, even before he was tried, the Lord was praying for his recovery. Amen. May the Lord help us to not give up on people. Amen. Jesus doesn't give up. Let's not give up on people. I know that sometimes you look around and you see the desperate condition that people's lives are in, and you just wonder, Lord, is there any hope? But as the saints of God, as the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, we need to see those that are desperate, those that have sunk as low as you can imagine, that Jesus wants to restore them, and God help us to also be a place where people can receive the hope and the confidence that they can be restored back to the Lord. Amen. Now, the enemy's prime target in this sifting process is your faith. That's his prime target. He's after your faith. I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail not. Amen. He wants to destroy your faith. You know that you come to God, you come to him by faith. And anything good that you ever accomplish for God in the kingdom of God is accomplished by faith. And so the enemy will attack your faith in God. The Bible says that faith comes by hearing. Hearing by the word of the Lord. So the way that Satan attacks your faith is he wants to attack the promises of God to you. He wants to attack the truth of God's word. He wants to say, God can't help you when God has promised, I'll be there for you. I will deliver you. I will help you. And when the enemy says, there's no hope for you, you can't be delivered, the Lord has promised, I will deliver you. I will save you. When he says, I'll never be healed, I'll never come out of this sickness, the promise of God is, I am the Lord that heals thee. I am the Lord that healeth thee. And it's the enemy that wants to attack your faith, your confidence in God. That God doesn't care about you. That God doesn't hear your prayers. You understand that every promise of God, Satan wants to destroy it with a big pack of lies. He just comes against you with the lies of the enemy because he wants to destroy your faith. But your faith can get stronger. It can even get stronger in the sifting process. Amen. You can get stronger and more confident that God can work even in the trying times that you're going through. The enemy knows that without faith, you're not going to be able to serve God. Without faith, you're not going to be able to please God. Hebrews 11:6. Without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, that he exists, and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. The enemy is that he wants to attack your faith, your confidence in the Lord. Amen. When you're going through the sifting process, it's easy to say, Lord, why me? Why am I going through all these things? It's because the enemy also sees the potential of your life. He wants to stop what God wants to do in your life. And so Satan asks for permission. Let me shake them and see how they survive this. Let me sift them and see if they can make it through this. See if I can't just destroy their future. You understand that the devil's not going to waste time if he thinks that there's no hope for you. No, he's attacking you because he knows that you have potential by the working and the moving of the Spirit of God, by the grace of God at work in your life. You are a threat to the enemy. You're a threat to the devil's plan. And so that's why you are under an attack. That's why you're being sifted by the struggles that you're up against right now. Amen. He's sifting you because you're an important part of the plan of God in these last days in the church And so don't be discouraged. As a matter of fact, when you're going through a sifting time, just take that as the enemy must think I'm a threat. And so I am going through this constant pressure and this attack of the enemy against my life. Praise God. I hope I'm speaking to some folks today that are going through a trying situation right now and you don't understand it. You're wondering, Lord, what in the world is going on? Why am I facing these times, these struggles in my life right now? Well, God wants to bring you through it. Not only bring you through it, but to do something mighty and powerful in your life as you put your confidence in the Lord. Amen. He said, I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. See, God has a future plan through all of this. That even though that you're struggling, his plan is that you are going to be used of God to be a blessing and an encouragement to folks in the future that might go through a similar type thing. Amen. God can use you in the future. Amen. When you're converted, when you're turned around, when things have turned around for you, then you're going to be able to strengthen the brethren. You're going to be able to be an encouragement and a help to others. Amen. It's almost always true that powerful ministries that rise up in the body of Christ come through struggle. They're a ministry through trials and affliction that we're able to see that God has given us victory over all these things that we have gone through. Amen. Thereby, we're able to give testimony to the faithfulness of God. Hallelujah. That God has come through for us. That God can help us and he can help you. Because I can give testimony to the fact that God came through for me. He'll do the same for you. Amen. Peter, you're going to come through this. And on the other side of it, you're going to be a mighty man of God. You're going to be a leader in the church. You're going to do some mighty and wonderful things after the sifting process. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. So some of you today, I don't know all the different things that you might be dealing with, but some of you in this service this morning, it may be that you're going through some struggles and you're wondering, how can I survive it? How can I make it through all of these challenging things that I'm going through right now? Well, he's praying for you, just like he prayed for Peter. Amen. And he's going to provide strength for you and deliverance for you. And not only that, you're going to come out on the other side of this purged and purified useful, a channel that God can use for the work of the kingdom of God. Amen. So put your trust in the Lord today. Call upon the Lord even in your sifting time. Amen. Even in the struggles that you find yourself in today, put your trust in the Lord because he's got a plan for you. He's got a future for you if you'll put your trust in the Lord today. Let's pray. Father, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for the promise of your word. And I know, Lord, that you care about your people. And I know, Lord, you care about those that are going through trying and difficult times right now. And Lord, I just pray that through all of this, Lord, that you would just show yourself strong to people that are in need. And Lord, would you work in their lives and even through the sifting process, Lord, even through the struggles and the trials, the fiery trials, Lord, against them, that, Lord, you would show yourself strong in their behalf and not only deliver them, but give them the faith and the confidence to see that you're going to use this situation, Lord, to bring about a great victory and a great testimony of the power of God in our lives, in our behalf. And we thank you for it. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I want to ask you to stand, if you will.